George was eager to learn about the very latest in science and art from all over Europe. Yet surprisingly, he hardly travelled at all.
George III's world was in some ways a very small one. He didn't travel very much beyond the courts. And so he didn't even leave Britain, but he wanted to understand the wider world, and that meant collecting information and items from abroad. And so he used agents in places like Italy to purchase art that he could bring back and add to his own collections.
Not long after he moved in here, the king heard about an incomparable hoard of artwork up for sale in Venice. After a bit of wheeler dealing, he paid 20 grand for the lot and had it shipped over to England. There were Italian landscapes, domestic scenes, but most importantly of all, no less than 50 paintings by the celebrated Italian artist Canaletto, the biggest collection of his work anywhere in the world. This is one of his, a view of the magical city that made him famous.